Rod Temperton has died from cancer at the age of 66. He was called pop music's invisible man. His songs, on the other hand, were mega hits in the 1970s and 80s. So big, you probably know them even if you weren't on the dance floor back then. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
Donna Summer, George Benson, Michael Jackson. So many artists recorded songs by Rod Temperton. The music defined the disco era, along with big hair, wide lapels, and bell bottoms. Rod Temperton was English, and he hooked up with an American R&B band living in Germany when he answered an ad for a keyboard player. The songs he wrote for Heatwave were considered more sophisticated than what was on the radio at the time, and funkier. Songs like Grooveline got the attention of Quincy Jones, who was working with Michael Jackson. Temperton once said he was shocked to get a call from the producer and band leader. Jones asked him for a few songs. All three ended up on the classic album Off the Wall. Then, a couple of years later, Temperton wrote this. Accolades and sales were off the charts. In 2001, on a remastered recording of Thriller, Temperton talked about how he'd always envisioned some talking at the end of that song. The plan was for horror legend Vincent Price to improvise. But the night before the recording, Jones called Temperton and told him to write something.
We got a piece of paper and frantically started to write some stuff. And just one of those lucky times that it just flowed out of me.
The foulest stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. And grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom.
Rod Temperton was known for his modesty and for being something of a recluse. His funeral was private. Tributes are all over social media. As Nile Rodgers of Chic put it, "Your genius gave us a funkier world." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.